Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. This is the second story from Eretz Yisrael, from Jewish Stories and More. And this was an amazing story which I heard from a very, very old Yid. I think he's 90 years old. He's a Rav. His father was a Rav. His name is Baruch. I don't know his last name. And he's the Rav over here at Adirot. In Eretz Yisrael, which is a little moshav where I'm staying for a couple of weeks. And he told me the following story. He was in Yechidus by the Rebbe, that is, a private audience with the Rebbe. Once he was there with his father, Olav HaShalom, and once he was there by himself. And when he was there by himself, the Rebbe asked him if he could tell him a story from his learning with Reb Moshe Feinstein. This Reb Baruch, who told me the story, was a Talmud of Reb Moshe Feinstein. Reb Moshe Feinstein was a great, great Rav, perhaps the greatest Rav in the world for many, many years. And this Reb Baruch was a Talmud of his. So when he told the Rebbe that he was studying by Reb Moshe Feinstein, the Rebbe asked him to please tell him a story from Reb Moshe Feinstein. So Baruch told the following story. The story was that he was one time learning in Reb Moshe Feinstein's Beis Medrash. And the way that Beis Medrash worked was that there were about 200 Talmidim in the Beis Medrash. Reb Moshe had a desk in the middle of the Beis Medrash. On the desk were two phones so that people could call him with shailas, with questions in halacha. In addition to that, he would write. He wrote many, many sforim of halachas and probably other topics as well. And when he wasn't busy answering Talmidim's questions or questions from people who would come in right to the Beis Medrash, he would be writing or answering phone calls. But in addition to the phone calls, as I say, there were people that would come right into the Beis Medrash. And they would have shailas sometimes. And so one time it happened that Reb Baruch and perhaps his chavrusa were standing there waiting to speak to Reb Moshe with a shaila that he had in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, a section of the Shulchan Aruch. And he was waiting on line to speak to Reb Moshe. And there was a lady that came in and she had a chicken. And in those days, you didn't usually buy the chickens the way it is today, all packaged and ready to cook. But usually, in those days, you would go to the butcher. You would go to the butcher and buy a chicken, which he had gotten from the shochet, or perhaps even buy it straight from the shochet. And so, this particular chicken, there was a shaila. The woman said to Reb Moshe, "There was no gullet." And therefore, she knows that she has to do a certain test to figure out if it's kosher or not. And she could not figure it out. She had to make a certain cut in a certain place and then see if something had a certain taste or not. And if it did have the certain taste, a certain bitter taste, it meant one thing. If not, the other thing. But she couldn't tell. So she brought it to Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe turned to Baruch, who was a student of his at that time, and said, "Nu paskin." So Baruch also made the taste test, and he said, "Safik kosher," meaning it is a doubt in halacha, but it can be used. So Reb Moshe also made the taste test, and he said, "Yep. Correct. It is suffix. It's a doubt. But kosher, in this situation, you can use it. If I understand correctly, b'di'evit, in other words, it's okay. B'di'evit, if that's a situation that you're faced with, it's okay to use it." So the woman took the chicken. She went to the butcher or plucked it, whatever had to be done, and she had it for Shabbos. 3 weeks later, the same exact thing happened with a different woman. Reb Baruch was standing there to ask Rav Moshe Shaila, and the woman came in with a chicken, exactly the same Shaila. So Rav Moshe said to Baruch, "Nu paskin, give me the decision." So he made the taste test on this particular area, and he said, "Safik kosher. It's a safik, and it's kosher. She can use it." And so Rav Moshe also made the test, and he said, "Kosher treif." I'm sorry, "Safik treif," that it's a doubt, but cannot use it, but it cannot be used. And so the woman took the chicken and she left. She would throw it away or give it to a non-Jew, and then she would have to go out and buy another chicken. So after she was gone, Baruch said to Rav Moshe, Rebbe, why was that treif? Exactly the same shaila as last time. And last time you said safik kosher. And this time you said safik treif. What's the difference? So Rav Moshe said, now I'm going to teach you something important. You see, both of them were safik. They were exactly the same shaila. But there was a difference in the two people who brought the chickens. When it's a safik, you have to look. When it's a doubt about which way the halacha is, you have to look and see who's asking the shaila. You see, the first woman, if you notice, she was dressed very poor. That means she was very poor. And if I had said to her, safik treif, that it's a doubt and you cannot use it, she would have had no chicken for Shabbos. But the second woman, since she was obviously well-dressed and she was not so poor, I knew that if I would say to her, safik, it's a doubt, and therefore you should not use it, treif, that she would be okay with that. She would go to the store and buy another chicken because she could afford it. In those days, it was maybe $1, $1.10. So that would be okay. She would have a chicken for Shabbos. Because really, that kind of a safik, it's better not to use it, if possible. But if someone is so poor they can't afford another chicken, then they should go ahead and use it. So when Baruch finished telling the story to the Rebbe was very pleased, and he said, I knew that Rav Moshe was a goyin oilam. He was one of the greatest Talmidim of the Talmidei Chachamim in the world, but I didn't know until now that he was a tzaddik oilam, that he was also a very righteous person. It's one thing to know a lot of Torah. That's a goyin oilam, somebody who is a genius in Torah and knows very, very much Torah. But it's something else, in addition, to also be a tzaddik oilam, someone who really is so righteous and really is able to understand people and what they need and what's the kind thing for them. Now I see that he's that kind of person too. And so this is one of the stories that we now know about Rav Moshe Feinstein, a great Rav. The Rebbe sent many people to him for shailas. The Rebbe did not take halachic shailas generally. He was instead send them to other Ravs, and one of the Ravs he sent to was Rav Moshe Feinstein. When Mashiach comes, the Rambam tells us that all Yidden will be Chacham Gedolim, that all Jewish people will be tremendously learned in Torah mitzvahs, and we will all be able to have this kind of understanding in Torah mitzvahs. May it happen right away, may Mashiach come immediately, so that I don't have to come back from Eretz Yisrael, but instead, all of you who are listening to this and not in Eretz Yisrael can join me, and we can all join together in the rebuilt base of Mikdash through Mashiach. May it happen immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.